Mostly clear skies here this morning and 26 degrees, your current temperature. We look for skies to be sunny here today with a high near 54 and calm winds becoming west-northwesterly at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a look at the latest news here on KJAN. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Bartlett man after determining he shot a Glenwood man in the face. Deputies first received a call of shots fired at 2028 11th Street in Bartlett at 4:30 a.m. on October 31st, but were unable to determine at that time if shots were fired and if anyone was injured. The next day, Fremont County deputies were called to Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg for a male who had been admitted to the emergency room with possible gunshot wounds. Deputies were able to determine that 24-year-old Dyson Tobin of Glenwood had non-life-threatening injuries to his face from a shotgun. Tobin then explained that he was fired at several times by 40-year-old Tim McCullum of Bartlett while he was asked to move a vehicle from McCullum's property. A search warrant was then conducted on McCullum's residence and firearms and ammunition were located. McCullum was arrested on charges of willful injury causing serious injury, a Class C felony, possession of a weapon by a felon, a Class D felony, intimidation with a weapon causing injury, a Class C felony, and going armed with intent, a Class D felony. He's being held at the Fremont County Jail on $30,000 cash-only bond. Police in Council Bluffs say more than 140 grams of methamphetamine were found during a traffic stop on Thursday. The Daily Nonpareil reports that three people, 23-year-old Angelique Peterson of Peterson in Clay County, 50-year-old Douglas Strait of Dunlop, and 24-year-old Joshua Currier of Lake Park in Dickinson County were arrested at roughly 10 p.m. after nearly 5 ounces of meth were found in their vehicle at the zero-mile marker on Interstate 29 near the state line with Nebraska. Each of the three was charged with possession with intent to deliver more than 5 grams of meth, a Class B felony, and possession of drug paraphernalia, a misdemeanor. During Currier's initial court appearance on Friday morning, Assistant Pottawatomie County Attorney Shelley Sedlick Sudman said bond was requested to be set at $100,000, up from $25,000 for each of the suspects because of the large amount of the drugs that were confiscated and because a gun was found. None of the suspects are currently facing gun charges. All three have requested a public defender and remain in custody at Pottawatomie County Jail. The next court appearance for the trio will be Friday, November the 13th. Federal officials reviewing Iowa's plans to switch its Medicaid services to private care say they have concerns about the state's timetable for implementing the changes. Timothy Hill, deputy director for the Center for Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program Services, says in a letter dated Friday that officials for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have concerns that the transition could risk the quality of Medicaid access. The letter is addressed to Mickey Steyer, who oversees Medicaid services for the Iowa Department of Human Services. Department of Human Services spokeswoman Amy Lawrence and McCoy says the department is working closely with federal officials to demonstrate the state is ready for the changes. Iowa's $4.2 billion Medicaid program provides care to poor children, families, and disabled people, as well as some low-income adults. State agriculture officials have lifted the quarantine on all 72 commercial poultry farms in Iowa affected by the bird flu, clearing the way for them to restock. The Iowa Department of Agriculture said Friday and all sites have completed cleaning and disinfection and have had negative lab tests for the bird flu virus. Commercial farms had to remain empty for at least 21 days before quarantine could be lifted. Iowa had 77 farms and 31.5 million birds affected by the H5N2 virus. That included 35 commercial turkey flocks, 22 commercial egg production flocks, 13 young chicken flocks, a chicken breeding flock, a mail order hatchery, and 5 backyard flocks. The backyard flocks remain under quarantine until next month. Farms with backyard flocks must remain empty for 180 days before restocking. Officials with Detter Motor Company and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce have announced nominations for the 15th Annual Athena Award in Atlantic are being accepted now through December 4th. The Athena Award will be presented on Saturday, January 23rd at the Cass County Community Center. The award will be presented to an exceptional individual who has achieved excellence in her or his business profession and has served the community in a meaningful way and has assisted women in their attainment of professional goals and leadership skills. The Athena Award was first presented in 1982 in Lansing, Michigan, and has grown to include presentations to more than 6,000 individuals in hundreds of cities across the globe. Locally, past winners include Lynette Plambeck in 2015, Pat Markham, Dolly Bergman, Wendy Richter, Ann Pross, Janelle Hansen, Jan Kinnison, Carol Schuler, Glenda Ferrier, Margaret Schlepsky, Denise O'Brien, Leanne Pellet, Judy Marnin, and LaVon Eblen. Those interested in nominating an individual can pick up a nomination packet at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce or by visiting AtlanticIowa.com. Nominations are due by December 4th at noon at the Chamber office. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Thursday of an Atlantic woman. 32-year-old Randy Irene Schaefer was taken into custody on a district court warrant for failure to appear on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for theft in the third degree. Schaefer was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she remains held on $27,000 bond. And the Sheriff's Office says no injuries were reported following an accident that occurred just before 2 p.m. on November 1st. The accident took place on Interstate 80 eastbound, about 3 miles west of the Olive Street exit. Officials say a 2004 Volvo truck driven by 49-year-old Leonardo Verona Millett of Lincoln, Nebraska, lost control and entered the south ditch. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $3,500. Authorities in Union County say four men from Creston were arrested on drug charges on Thursday. Creston police, deputies with the Union County Sheriff's Office, and agents with the Department of Narcotics Enforcement made the arrest during individual traffic stops, illicit narcotics investigations, and resident search warrants. Officials say a large amount of drug paraphernalia, packaging materials, electronic scales, marijuana, and about 50 grams of methamphetamine were seized during the narcotics enforcement effort in Creston. On Thursday, 34-year-old Brian Smith was arrested for possession with the intent to deliver and obstruction of prosecution, destruction of evidence. And 28-year-old Corey Vandal was also of Creston, was arrested on two counts of possession with intent to deliver and possession with the intent to deliver marijuana. Both of the men were held in the Union County Jail on $100,000 bond each. Thursday night, 28-year-old Anthony Atkins and 37-year-old Lonnie Brown, both of Creston, were taken into custody for possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Atkins and Brown were being held in the Union County Jail on $10,000 bond each. And the Council Bluffs Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a suspect in a hit-and-run accident in which two pedestrians were injured. The incident took place just after 3 p.m. Thursday at 25th and Avenue G. Bluffs Police Sergeant Jason Bailey said 37-year-old Sherry Dimnerko Tramp of Council Bluffs and a 5-year-old boy were crossing 25th Street eastbound. The suspected hit-and-run vehicle was westbound on Avenue G, turning south onto 25th Street. When the victim realized the vehicle was not going to yield to them, she grabbed the child and turned away from the vehicle. The vehicle struck the victim's right leg, causing visible swelling and bruising. She was treated at Jenny Edmondson Hospital and released. The child suffered a minor injury to his knee. The driver of the vehicle drove a short distance, exited his vehicle, appeared to check for damage, and then left the scene without checking on the welfare of the woman and child. The vehicle was described as being a gold or tan-colored newer Chevy Colorado midsize pickup. The driver was a white male, possibly in his 20s. He may have a dragon tattoo on one or both arms. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Traffic Unit at 712-328-4948. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Irene Ertz, age 95, of Manila, died Thursday at the Crawford County Hospital in Denison. A massive Christian burial for Irene Ertz will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. OD Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Esther A. Rasmussen, age 98, of Elkhorn and formerly of Audubon, died Thursday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Esther Rasmussen will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m., at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. And Wilma P. Blake, age 92, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Graveside services for Wilma P. Blake will be held on Tuesday at 12 p.m. at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Blockton. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.